Gary Johnson did nothing to separate himself from the Liberty Movement superstar Ron Paul when he spoke at Paulfest in Florida this week.
If I thought Ron Paul was going to get the nomination, I would not be standing here before you today as the Libertarian Party candidate for president.
At the Republican convention, Paul got 23 out of Iowa's 28 delegate votes. But those votes were really just symbolic. Gary Johnson says he's trying to keep the Liberty Movement alive in the voting booths.
But the Libertarian Party is going to be on the ballot in all 50 states.
That promise may prove a bit difficult to fulfill, says Richard Winger. He's the editor of Ballot Access News and an avowed libertarian.
This year, the Republicans seem active in trying to keep Gary Johnson off the ballot in four states. That's new, because in 2008, the Republicans only did that to the libertarians in one state, and before that, they had never done it for president. So this year, the four are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oklahoma, and the latest is Iowa.
Except a three-member panel has decided to put Johnson on the ballot in Iowa. And the person who advocated for Johnson's inclusion? A Republican. Secretary of State Matt Schultz.
I think I'm probably going to surprise a few people.
Schultz agreed with fellow committee members that the case was really close. The petition to block Johnson from the ballot was based on the question of whether or not the Libertarians had caucused correctly. Most of their petition signatures were gathered at the state fair, not exactly a caucus, something Schultz laughed about.
In some ways, if you wanted to, if I were the Libertarian Party, I'd try and argue that we had the largest convention in the history of the world at the Iowa State Fair, where more than a million people come.
But Schultz agreed with the rest of the committee in placing the confusion at the feet of the legislature. He says a lack of legislative guidance makes it almost impossible to define a third-party caucus.
We do know they were asked to come to the fair, so we don't know if these individuals were there to be able to sign the petitions or to go see the butter cow. We don't know.
Democratic Attorney General Tom Miller says from a legal standpoint, it wasn't clear if Johnson should be on the ballot. But he told the committee it's better to err on the side of inclusion in the democratic process.
I think it's a close case, and I'm, like you, I'm really reluctant to keep someone off the ballot.
So Iowa will continue with what libertarian Richard Winger calls a long tradition.
Iowa's the only state in the country that has never kept any minor party or independent presidential candidate off the ballot.
Of course, what this means for Iowa voters is still completely up for grabs. What it does mean is Iowa lawmakers will need to produce a clearer standard for third-party caucusing by the time 2016 rolls around. At the Statehouse, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.